It is like a page is turned, O Lord. We begin getting ready, putting up lights, sitting around greenery, singing carols that we only really get to hear at this time of year. O God, silent night not only reminds us of that event long, long ago, but its coming into existence reminds us of being awake and alert and prepared for the story as we have received it is about a church getting ready for Christmas Eve service and a broken organ and no sound to accompany a choir and a congregation. And how a musician took out his guitar and wrote a song that has become a classic, a song that calls us to a deeper walk. So we have learned, O God, from this, that being awake is being able to face into life as it often is, instead of life as we think it should be. Because things happen. And we're not prepared for when they break down, when problems occur. And yet you give us the ability to move faithfully, even when things aren't as perfect as we would like them to be. Because, O Lord, you come as a surprise to us, not as a part of our plan, but your plan. Keep us listening. Keep us hoping. Help us, O Lord, to keep awake, our eyes open, our ears open, our hearts open for you. With open hearts, O Lord, we seek to surround with our arms, if you will, those we have mentioned this day. Those celebrating birth, those facing into death, those dealing with illness, those, O Lord, in need of, well, what you can provide. Whether it be just good news when bad news seems to be the order of the day, or, Lord, just very basic needs, daily bread, sense of peace. You know what our needs are. You know the needs of each person we have mentioned as well as those we have not. So, Lord, we place it all, as it were, on your altar. Our offering to you. Thank you for who you are and what you have done, what you are doing now, even when we can't see it, and what you will do. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.